Welcome. Today, it's a very special day. It's the third day of the month, the Hebrew month of Tammuz, which marks the anniversary of the passing, the physical passing of the Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. And therefore, I would like to offer a very special class on what's actually the life of a tzaddik, of a righteous person. And can we actually connect to that? Can we do something about it? Can we get something good out of it in a way that how can we grow ourselves in our relationship with God through the teachings of a tzaddik? Are there those teachings actually actual for today? Maybe when the tzaddik passes away, that's it. The teachings don't apply anymore. So this is the objective of this class. In order to accomplish that, I would like to read to you inside. I'm not going to read the Hebrew part. I'm just going to say, so to speak, the English, which is not in English. The original one is in Hebrew. But I'm going to read for you an explanation, actually, that the Alter Rebbe himself wrote on a letter that he sent to Eretz Israel, to the land of Israel. The story, in a very short way, is that when the Maggid of Mezrich, the second Hasidic master, passed away, the Alter Rebbe, the founder of the Chabad Hasidic movement, actually became a chosid, a follower of a different Rebbe. He was called Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk, and then he moved to Horodok, different cities, the same thing, the same rabbi, just lived in different cities. At some point, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Horodok decided that he was going to move to Eretz Israel, to the land of Israel. And he actually moved. That was one of the greatest aliyos, the travelings of many, many Hasidim, hundreds, that went with him from Russia into Eretz Israel. And he basically passed away in Eretz Israel. And there are stories about the Alter Rebbe, his follower, wanting to go with his Rebbe, and the Rebbe is telling him, no, you have to stay where you are. You're the light of this particular place of the world. But the point is that when his Rebbe, his rabbi, his leader, his master, and so on, passed away in the land of Israel, the Alter Rebbe sent a letter to the followers over there. And it's quite a difficult letter to read and to understand. And therefore, he himself, the Alter Rebbe, wrote an explanation of his own letter for us to understand a little bit better what the letter is all about. So that's what we're going to learn. And through learning this, we're going to understand what really is a tzaddik. What's the life of a righteous person? And through understanding that, we're going to try to understand at least how it applies to our lives. How can we connect to this tzaddik, to the teachings of this tzaddik, this righteous, and how can we connect to God through those teachings? So let's go. It is written, it states in the Zohar. Zohar is a book of Kabbalah. It states over there that a tzaddik, when a righteous person passes away, he leaves, quote unquote, this world. He is found in every single world more than when he was found when he was alive. That means, after passing away, he's more found even in this particular material, physical world than before, etc. This is what the Zohar says. And of course, it's a very difficult phrase to understand. What do you mean? Before we could see the tzaddik, we could talk to him, listen to him, and so on, and now we don't see him anymore. He's buried. And therefore, what does it mean that he's found in this world, in all the spiritual worlds, even more than before? We have to understand, says the Alter Rebbe, I understand that in the higher spiritual worlds, this tzaddik, the soul, so to speak, of the tzaddik, of the righteous person, is more found when he goes up there. Whatever that means, up there, means a spiritual way. We can understand that, spiritually speaking, a righteous person is more found in the spiritual worlds when he passes away. Because when he is in the physical world, as we're going to learn, he has limitations. He's over here. He can't be over there at the same time. So I can understand that, says the Alter Rebbe. However, in this physical world, how can you say he is more found than before? What does that mean? Again, we don't see him anymore. We can talk to him, we can listen to him, and so on. Now, we could explain this according to what I received from my teachers, from my masters, on a phrase of our sages. our sages, when they talk about in the Talmud, when they say somebody passed away, they don't say passed away. They don't say died. No. They say a very specific expression. And the expression is, in Hebrew, in Aramaic actually, Shabbat Chaim Lechol Chai, he left life for all those that are alive. Somebody left life for us. We are alive, he passed away, he left for us life. What does that mean? It is known that the life of a tzaddik, what's really the life of a righteous person? What does that mean? What, even when he's alive in a body, so to speak, in this world and so on, what does it mean that he's alive? The life of a tzaddik is not a physical flesh, so to speak, flesh and blood, life. That's not the main thing of a tzaddik, of a righteous person. Rather, the life of a tzaddik, it's a spiritual life, and it's composed, so to speak, of three main components, three main ideas that make the life of a tzaddik. What are these ideas? Faith, emunah in Hebrew, ira, fear for God, or there are different types of fear and so on, ahava, love for God. These are the three things that actually make the life of a tzaddik. And those three are spiritual things, not material things. And the Alter Rebbe goes on to prove these from different verses. Because regarding faith, it's written that the righteous lives with his faith. So you see, faith and life in the same verse. So faith, emunah, it's one of the components of a life of a tzaddik, of a righteous person. Regarding fear for God, fear of God, it's written, Yiras Hashem l'chaim, fear of God brings you life. So again, you see, fear and life in the same verse. And regarding love for God, it's written, a person that pursues tzedakah v'chesed, kindness, he's going to find life. And this idea of kindness means love. Kindness and love is the same thing. Kindness is a movement, so to speak, of a person to get close to another person. And love is exactly the same thing. It's a movement of a person to go do something for somebody else. Actually, the word love in Hebrew, ahava, comes from the verb have. In Hebrew, it's two letters, hey and beis, which means to give. There's another explanation, there are other explanations also, but in this case, is to go close to somebody else, to give, and to connect to somebody else, which means kindness, love, is the same thing basically. So the Alter Rebbe proved from these three verses that this is actually life for a tzaddik, for a righteous person. And these three qualities, characteristics, are found in every single world, this material world, and all the spiritual worlds, to the highest of the highest levels, in every single level, according to its characteristics. In a spiritual level, it's going to be spiritual love, spiritual fear, spiritual emunah, faith. And in a lower world, it's going to be more, in Hebrew we say megusha, more ordinary type of love, fear, and emunah, faith. The point is, according to the level of a particular world that you want to analyze, that's what you're going to find regarding this idea of faith, fear, and love. One on top of the other, in a way of cause and consequence, as it's known, like every single world is a reduced, so to speak, expression of the previous world. And the next world is going to be a reduced expression of the previous world, and so on. It moves on. Now, when the tzaddik, when the righteous person was alive, in the face of the earth, that means physical, real life, these three characteristics of faith, fear, and love, they were inside of a vessel and a garment, limited, so to speak, to space, physical space, which is the soul of the person that is tied, so to speak, attached to his body, and therefore has a certain limitation of space and time. If I'm right now sitting over here, talking and so on, I can't be somewhere else doing something else. It's impossible. I'm here now. And even right now in this particular place, if I'm doing this, I can't be doing something else. I have to concentrate on this. So that means we have a limitation. Time and space, it's a complete, absolute limitation. And all the students of this particular righteous person, let's not forget that Rebbe is writing this letter to other students of his own teacher, so to speak. So all the students of this master, they don't receive, they only receive a reflection of these attributes and like a ray that illuminates outside of this particular vessel, outside of his body. In other words, how do you learn from a person? So you have to listen to this person. Whatever, either live or afterwards when he recorded something, whatever the case is, in order to learn from a person, you have to listen to the person. And the person had to actually talk and take his time and the space and so on to actually deliver a specific message that you can go and learn or not. But there's a limitation over here. Again, even the students, the closest students to a particular teacher, in order to receive information and ideas from this teacher, they have to listen to this teacher, and the teacher has to talk. And when the teacher talks, he's only giving a reflection of what he really feels. It's impossible for me to share with you what I feel. Yeah, I feel love for my wife. Really? Now you know what I really feel for my wife? Besides the idea that I could say something I don't really hold by, but whatever the case is, you don't really get a feeling, the true idea that I'm feeling. I can talk and talk and talk, and maybe you can get some kind of idea, but the real feeling, the essence of the thing, you don't get. You only get a reflection. You only get a reflection of what I actually feel through my words, through my occupying, so to speak, space and time to share this particular subject, concept, and so on. So going back to the letter. The students only receive a reflection of these attributes. Let's not forget he's talking about three ideas: emunah, faith, fear, and love for God. And just a ray that illuminates outside of this vessel through the words and the thoughts, holy words and thoughts of this particular tzaddik, of this particular righteous person. And that's why our sages say that a person cannot really understand his teacher until he's 40 years old and so on. That means, since you're only getting a reflection, a ray of what this real message and real feeling and thoughts and words of the tzaddik are, therefore, you have to work on this reflection and have to meditate on it. And what does it really mean? And so on, until you really get the idea. That takes 40 years. Why name number 40? It's not really for this class. The point is, it alludes to something called Bina. Bina means understanding. So you only really understand until you get to this level. Okay, very nice. That doesn't really matter the detail. The point is that since you're not getting the essence of the thing, it takes time until you get it. It takes time. You only get a reflection. However, that's when he was alive. However, after he passed away, since the soul separates from the body and it remains in the grave, only a different part of the soul. In Hebrew, the soul has different names, actually five names. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechid. I'm not going to explain what each one of these names actually is. It's not the point of this class. But the point in this particular, to understand the letter, in this particular place of the letter, the Altareb is saying there's an expression of the soul that remains connected to the body in the grave. Okay, but other higher parts of the soul actually separate from the body, are not limited anymore to the body. When he was alive, again, as we said before, the soul is limited to the body. But now he passed away, he's buried, even though there's an expression of the soul still connected to the body. And that's why we visit actually the grave of a tzaddik. Because there's a part of the soul that is actually over there expressed in this particular body. And our sages furthermore say in different places that the body of a tzaddik, of a righteous person, doesn't rot, doesn't get rotten in the grave. That means that there's a very holy expression of godliness in that particular place where the tzaddik is buried. That's why we visit the graves of tzaddik, of tzaddikim, of righteous people. And we pray over there, not to the tzaddik. That's avodah zarah, that's idolatry, that's forbidden. We pray to God in a holy place. and we ask the tzaddik, the righteous person that is buried over there, to pray for us in front of God. That which does not take out the fact that we have to pray to God. Of course. But the tzaddik has a higher merit. That's why he's called a righteous person. That's why his life was actually these three ideas. Emuna, Ira, Ve'ava, faith, fear, and love. And that's why God listens, so to speak, to his prayers, maybe more than ours. That's why we actually go to the grave of a tzaddik and pray to God. Okay, so let's go back to the letter. When this person passes away, since there's a separation of the soul, that some parts of the soul, which is called nefesh, doesn't really matter, remains in the grave, and the ruach, a higher part of the soul, separates from the nefesh, from this lower part of the soul, and it goes to the paradise, Gan Eden. Therefore, every single person that is close to this tzaddik, we're talking about after he passed away already, every single person that is close to the tzaddik, to this righteous person, can receive a part of his ruach, of his higher level of the soul that is found in the Gan Eden, in the paradise. So see how it changed. Something changed. When the tzaddik was alive, you could receive his words that actually express his thoughts. Very nice, but that's only a reflection. And it takes time until you actually internalize and you understand what he was talking about and so on. But when he passes away, you can receive the ruach itself, the spirit of the tzaddik. It doesn't mean that there's an investment of the tzaddik in the play, in the person, and the person becomes something and somebody else. That's not what we're talking about. Such a subject exists also in Kabbalah. It's called ibur, whatever, pregnancy, and we're not going to talk about that. But the point is that we can receive directly from the tzaddik, not through a reflection of the tzaddik as it is when he was alive. Because that right now, this energy, so to speak, of the tzaddik, this ruach, this soul of higher part of the soul of the tzaddik, is not found in a vessel. And it's not in a place, physical place, as it's known, that our sages say that Yaakov Avinu, when he entered the tent of Yitzchok, his father, to receive a blessing, and he was hiding, so to speak, showing himself as Esav, his brother, but he was actually Yaakov. And when he entered the tent of his father, entered together with him a reflection of Gan Eden, of the paradise. A reflection of the paradise. That's what this is what the Altrebbe says. That's what is written in Sefer Asara Ma'amores. Asara Ma'amores is a very holy book written by Rav Menachem Azaria of Pano. We're talking about mid-1500s, Italy. So he writes that an air of the paradise actually expands around the person, around every single person. And they mark, so to speak, angels or whatever. There are marks in this air around the person of all the thoughts and all the words, good words of Torah and service of God that the person says actually and thinks and so on. So we walk around with some kind of thing around us, spiritual thing, and every single word we say gets marked on the thing. Every single good thought we have gets marked on the thing. And the Altrebbe adds between parentheses, and the same thing happens the other way around. That get marked on this particular air that's around the person from the Gehinnom. Gehinnom means a purgatory. We're not going to explain exactly what it is right now. But there's still a mark of it. So when we walk around, there are two, so to speak, quote-unquote, spiritual circles around us. One of Gan Eden, paradise, and one of Gehinnom, purgatory. And every single good thing we think and we say gets marked on the good circle, so to speak. And every single bad thing we do and we think and so on gets marked on the other one. So that's what Yaakov, when he entered the tent of his father immediately said, "Wait, there's something wrong over here. I don't know what's going on. My son Esau, Yitzchak knew that his son Esau was not such a holy guy. So how come I sense the smell," said Yitzchak. the smell of Gan Eden, a smell of paradise. When this guy entered, I don't understand what's going on. Esav doesn't walk around with the smell of Gan Eden. So what? Why is the Alter Rebbe bringing this idea? Because the Alter Rebbe wants to explain that in Gan Eden, in the paradise, there are marks, quote unquote, of every single good thing that a person did, spoke, and thought. Over here, the Alter Rebbe brings speech and thought. I add action. I don't really know, so I'm nobody to add anything to the letter of the Alter Rebbe, but basically, there's an expression of every single good thing of you in Gan Eden. That means that when the tzaddik went to Gan Eden, all of that expresses itself and has a strength. Alter Rebbe says actually later in a different letter that he sent for another passing that the whole work of a tzaddik gets an elevation in the day of his, in Yiddish we say Yortzeit, the anniversary of passing. All the work that he did gets an elevation, and we can actually draw from that in an easier way than in other days. So the day of a passing of a tzaddik, of a righteous person, is a very special thing, a very special day. Now, again, why did Alter Rebbe bring all of this? Because he wants to explain that there's an expression of this tzaddik, there's a ruach, a soul of this tzaddik in Gan Eden, in the paradise. And from there, we can actually draw the teachings of this tzaddik. Again, when he was alive, you have to listen to him, it's a reflection of him only. And you have to work on it and so on. But when he passes away, you get what's in Gan Eden. Oh, what's in Gan Eden? Yeah, everything that a person did throughout his own life. Because that gets marked around him as the Alter Rebbe brought and explained. Therefore, since all of that is found in Gan Eden, it's a higher level, Ruach, what is called Ruach, soul, and so on. Therefore, it's easier, much easier for his students to receive a portion of Ruach, of the spirit of their teacher, the essential spirit of their teacher, which is, as we explained before, faith, fear for God, and love for God. That he, the teacher, worked through his own life, his whole life, on this. He served Hashem his whole life. And not just after passing away, you don't just receive a ray, only a ray that illuminates outside of this vessel that was the body of the tzaddik and so on. That's when he was alive. When he passed away, you can receive the essential ruach, essential spirit of this tzaddik. Because this spirit, essential spirit, gets an elevation after elevation, to be included with his neshama, another expression of the soul. As I mentioned before, it's five names: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Over here, the Alter Rebbe said, look, the nefesh, when a person passes away, has a connection to the body. It's in the grave. Ruach goes into Gan Eden. And Neshama is even higher than that. There are different levels of Gan Eden also, of paradise. That don't really matter right now. The point is that his Ruach is in the lower level of Gan Eden. His Neshama is in the higher level of Gan Eden. And the students of this teacher that passed away can receive from his real essence after the tzaddik, after the righteous person passed away. Again, because his soul, his neshama, is in the higher Gan Eden, the higher paradise, in the higher worlds. And it is known that every single holy thing never gets uprooted completely from its place and from its level. Even after it got elevated very, very high in a very, very lofty level. And the first level where it was found before still remains down here in the lower paradise, lower Gan Eden, in its place and in its level as it was before. What is Alter Rebbe saying? Wait a second. After many years, it was a letter for the first passing. That means for the moment of the passing of the tzaddik. But then years pass, you know, and the tzaddik moves on and on and on and on. So the Alter Rebbe is saying year after year, the tzaddik gets an elevation, more and more and more elevated, more and more and more. So we could think that, yeah, the first students, when the tzaddik passed away, right away, they could receive from the ruach, from this spirit, high spirit of the tzaddik, because it wasn't so high. But once the tzaddik goes up and up and up and up, that's it. You can't receive anymore because the tzaddik is way too up. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, wait a second. That's not the way it is. Because once you have holiness in a specific place, as low as it may be, it doesn't matter. Once you have holiness in a specific place, that holiness never leaves that place. Even after the tzaddik went higher and higher and higher, there's still the same holiness in the place it was before. And then students can receive from this holiness that actually expands and spreads out on the place, from the place it was before. Every single student is going to receive from the Ruach HaTzmis, said the Alter Rebbe, the essential spirit of the tzaddik, of the righteous, according to the level of attachment and closeness that he had to this particular tzaddik, righteous person, in his life. So wait a second. We go back. Students that knew this particular tzaddik, again, the Alter Rebbe knew perfectly who his teacher was. They knew each other. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe is saying, yeah, we can receive from him. But what happens when you did not know this particular tzaddik? When the tzaddik passes away, the righteous person passes away, again, the students can receive, the students that knew him, according to their iskashus, their connection to the tzaddik, and according to the closeness to the tzaddik when he was alive. And when he passes away, also, same thing happens, according to the love that you have for this particular tzaddik, righteous person. So don't think it just applies to the moment of life, when he is alive. Don't think that. Don't think this only applies when the tzaddik is alive. It also applies after he passed away. Also to his students. That's what we're talking about. In very deep love, through the very deep love that the students have for the teacher, because every single projection of spirituality happens through love. Only happens through love. As it's written in the Zohar, Ruach de Re'usa de Liba, a spirit of the love of the heart projects a higher spirit. The only requirement, is that you prepare yourself in front of God with a good and profound preparation, deep preparation, and you have to exert yourself, really work on yourself to receive these three qualities that we mentioned before: emuna, faith, ira, that means fear for God, and love, just as your teacher taught you. So whatever the teachings of this teacher were, by you following these teachings, you arise, so to speak, in the soul of this tzaddik, a projection toward you. And as our sages say, if you think it's difficult, you got to matzah satamin. If you're going to make an effort, you will find. Definitely, you will find. Now, there's another projection, a reflection to his students, only that it doesn't really invest inside of their brains, literally, like the first one. It only illuminates upon them from above. And that's a projection that goes, that comes down, so to speak, from the elevation of the ruach and the neshama of the spirit of the tzaddik to its source, what it was carved from, that is called in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, and so on, Hakal Tapuchim Kaddishin. This means there's a very specific level, holy level, that is called like a garden. It is as if it was a garden. That's what it's called. It doesn't really matter the name and the details of this level. Don't really matter. The point is that up to here, we spoke about a very specific reflection, so to speak, of the Ruach, the spirit of the Tzaddik, that comes down according to the love that the students have for the teacher when he was alive and after death also. So that applies to all of those that not necessarily knew the Tzaddik, the righteous person, as I was explaining before. To them also applies the same idea. Why? Because, again, all the projection depends on love. If you have a love toward the Tzaddik, so the Tzaddik projects his love toward you and his Torah, his teachings, and his love, fear, and emunah, and faith. But there's another projection, says the Alter Rebbe, that this projection comes from a very specific level that is called Hakal Tapuchin Kaddishin. Again, a very holy, lofty level, literally a garden of apples, holy apples, whatever that means. And through these, there's a unification through the elevation of our will towards godliness in every single thing that we do, and the Torah, and that means the teachings, the learning of Torah, and the Avodah, the work that this Tzaddik did throughout his life, and that remains, so to speak, planted in this garden of holy apples. What is he saying? Let's go back a little bit to try to explain it in a different way. Not only there is a mark, so to speak, of the good thoughts and good words that the Tzaddik did throughout his life, that gets marked in Gan Eden, in the paradise. And from there, there's a reflection, there's a projection, that's a better word. There's a projection of the Ruach Atzmis, the essential spirit of the Tzaddik, down here to his students. Either the students that knew the Tzaddik, or the students that did not know the Tzaddik even after the Tzaddik passed away. If you have love for the Tzaddik, that love projects, so to speak, this Ruach Atzmis, this essential spirit of the Tzaddik down here. That's point number one. So point number two, the Alter Rebbe says there's another type of projection. That is not really like the first one. It's a different type of projection. What's the different type of projection? It comes from the elevation of the spirit of the Tzaddik to its source, to its own source of the Tzaddik. He gets elevated to his own source. And he called this source Hakal Tapuchin Kaddishin, whatever. In other places in Hasidus it's called Malchus, kingship, or whatever. It doesn't really matter the point. It's the source of the souls of the Jewish people. In this particular case, the source of the soul of the Tzaddik. Okay. And through this elevation, there's a projection generated out of this elevation toward the rest of the people, as we're going to learn in a minute. What does that mean? When the Tzaddik goes up, again, as we said before, he brings with him all the actions he did, all the Torah he learned, all the Avodah, the work that he did throughout his own life. And that generated, like seeds being planted in a garden, that generated, those actions, those words and thoughts were like seeds planted in this garden. That is called, again, a holy apple garden, Hakal Tapuchin Kaddishin. And that generated very lofty lights that shine, so to speak, even in this physical world, which is actually the Torah that this Tzaddik learned and the Avodah, the work that this Tzaddik did, and a reflection of these holy, very lofty lights illuminates to every single student that became a servant of God through the Torah and the Avodah, through the learning of Torah and the work that this Tzaddik did toward God. So again, on one hand, you can learn from the Tzaddik. Very nice. Either when he was alive, you only get a reflection through words and thoughts. When he passes away, you get from the essence of the spirit of the Tzaddik, that he's in Gan Eden. And even when he goes up and up and up, doesn't matter. Kedusha leizatza mekoyma, the holiness does not get removed, with is never removed from its place. That's one idea. Another idea, the tzaddik accomplished throughout his life many unifications, many seeds, quote unquote, that he planted in a very specific level. From those seeds grow up, so to speak, very holy and lofty energy, lights. That's what Alter Rebbe calls it over here. And that light shines to every single person that follows the path of this tzaddik, that learns from this tzaddik, that learns how to serve God through the teachings of the tzaddik. Besides what we said before, this is what Alter Rebbe is saying, there's another light, so to speak. And this light that shines upon every single person that learned how to serve God through this tzaddik brings into the hearts of those who learn to serve God through this tzaddik thoughts of tshuva, thoughts of repentance and good deeds. And every single good deed that is born out of this light that shines, out of this reflection that shines from these holy sowed seeds, so to speak, in this particular garden that we mentioned before. In other words, every single good thing that each one of us does because we were taught by this tzaddik, or we learned from him to behave in a specific way, that's called a growth, or a growth of a growth and a reflection. A growth of the growth from these seeds that were planted by the tzaddik. So again, the tzaddik planted seeds. Those seeds grew lights. Those lights generated on us a will to serve God, an idea at least. Oh, I should serve God, and I go do something about it. That deed that I did because of the light of the tzaddik, that's a growth, higher growth in this particular field or garden of holy apples or whatever it is for the tzaddik himself. And a reflection of this is very concealed. This idea is very concealed, this energy is very concealed, like the sun that illuminates to the stars from below the earth. As it's written in the Tikkun in Zohar regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, that after he passed away, there was an expansion, spreading out of his energy, of his reflections, in every single generation to the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people, like the soul that illuminates from below the earth to 600,000 stars. This is the end of the letter. What is the Rebbe saying over here? As far as I understand, at least. What is the Rebbe saying over here? We have the earth, and you have the sun down here, because over here is light, day, and over here is night. That doesn't mean that the sun is not shining for the stars that are seen, so to speak, in the night. The sun is always shining everywhere. Just the earth doesn't see the sun because the sun is below the earth, and therefore we see night. And on the other side of the earth, they see day, but the sun is still shining. That means there's a hidden shining of the sun even during the night for those who are on the other side of the earth. Okay, and that shining illuminates and influences every single influences on every single person upon the earth, on everybody. In the words of Alter Rebbe, on every single soul. In summary, what did we learn? We learned that the real life of a tzaddik is a spiritual life, faith, love, and fear. And when the tzaddik is in his physical body, he shines, so to speak, his Torah, his Avodah, his teachings, and so on. And we can learn from that, and we can extract from that. And that's fine, but it has a limitation of space and time. But when the tzaddik passes away, we can get from his real, essential spirit according to how close we are to this tzaddik, according to how we learn from the tzaddik's path, so to speak, in the service of God. And there's another general energy from this tzaddik, just as the sun gives a general energy for every single one. It doesn't really matter where you're whether you're close to the sun or not. He's shining upon you anyway. It's a very general reflection of this tzaddik throughout all the world that influences every single person, independently of whether you know the tzaddik or not. The other reflections that we mentioned before, when he was alive, when he passed away, that you get only when you get close to the tzaddik. As close you are, the more you're going to get. As attached you are to the tzaddik, the more you're going to get. But the general one shines upon everybody, every single person. This is in the end of the letter. And that means for us that since today is Gimel Tammuz, the third of Tammuz, as I mentioned before, we can connect, so to speak, to the Rebbe and learn from his teachings. And the closer we learn from him, the more energy, so to speak, of fear, love, and faith in God we're going to get out of this tzaddik, out of all the work that the tzaddik did, that God marked, so to speak, around himself, and now it's in Gan Eden. Now it's in the paradise. Independently of how high the tzaddik went throughout the years, because after all, kedusha in lo yizaza memekoyim, the holiness never removes itself from the place it was before. And that means that we have to, each one of us, think, what's our connection to the Rebbe? How can we learn more from him? And just to give a final note, a very short story, which is actually a long one, but I'm just going to make it short. If anyone is thinking, does this apply to me or not? Maybe I'm not Jewish and therefore it doesn't apply to me and so on. Again, short, I'll make it short. There was a story of a policeman that stopped a woman. And because she was, I don't know, doing something with the car, speeding up or something like that. So the policeman stopped her and the policeman saw she was a Jewish woman. And he asked for the papers and so on. And the policeman saw a picture of the Rebbe in her wallet or something like that. So the policeman said, I have a son that is called Menachem Mendel, policeman who did not look Jewish at all, not at all. I have a son that's called Menachem Mendel. And the woman like raised the eyes. What? People don't put, you know, non-Jews don't put this name to their children. So the policeman related the following story. He did not have children with his wife. They didn't have children. They wanted a blessing from the Rebbe. Again, they were not Jewish. So this policeman asked one of the secretaries of the Rebbe, they used to know, you know, the rules, how to get closer to the Rebbe. And the secretary told him, look, you're a policeman that actually escorts the car of the Rebbe from Crown Heights, a place in Brooklyn, to Queens, to the gravesite of the previous Rebbe. So you know what? When we arrive in the gravesite of the previous Rebbe, stand right by the door of the car, and the secretary said, I'm going to open the door, and the Rebbe is going to go down, and then you have a few seconds. You can talk to the Rebbe while he walks from the car into the gravesite of the previous Rebbe. That's your time. That's your opportunity. So the policeman did exactly that, and he stood over there on the door. The secretary opened the door. The Rebbe comes out of the car, and the policeman, non-Jewish, and he did not look Jewish at all, and so on, asked the Rebbe, I would like a blessing for children. We don't have children. I would like a blessing for children. And the Rebbe looked at this person and asked him, what's your name and the name of your father? So the policeman said, I have no idea what the name was. What's the name? The name of the father? And the Rebbe said, there should be good news. And the Rebbe walked and left. Of course, next year, they had a child. And they put the child, Menachem Mendel, in the memory of the Rebbe. You know, a non-Jewish child going around the school, public school, and so on. What's your name? Menachem Mendel. Are you Jewish? No, I'm not. I'm not. So from this story and others, we see clearly that the Rebbe occupied himself hours and hours to teach the world, not just for Jews and not just for deep learning, Torah learning, but also for non-Jews. And in a certain aspect, deep Torah learning also for non-Jews and blessing also for non-Jews. May all merit the highest of the highest blessing, which is the coming of Moshiach speedily in our days, And as the Rebbe used to say when he spoke about his father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, Hakitzu v'raru neshach ne'afar, as Daniel says, if I'm not mistaken, they should awaken and praise God, those who reside in the ground. We should see and learn from the mouth of the Rebbe speedily in our